The calendar says it's March. That means it's Oscar time. That's music by John Corigliano from The Red Violin, last year's Academy Award winner for Best Original Score. We have five new nominees to consider this year, and back to help us consider them is NPR's resident film music fan, Andy Trudeau. Welcome back, Andy.
Hi, Leanne.
We give our listeners an advisory when we begin our discussions about Oscar-nominated scores, basically to remind them that you haven't seen the films.
That's right. I will say, absolutely, a score has to work in a film, and there's no doubt about that. If you listen to a lot of film music, you're going to quickly realize there's some films that do that brilliantly, and off the film, not so good. I think the best of it can be judged by an objective standard that is not directly related to the film. We're looking for music that's distinctive, that's individual. I like things that intrigue my ear, that engage my mind, and even bring a tear to my eye or make me smile. Oscars denote the best, and I think it's legitimate that we judge them by the best standard. So I have no problem at all talking about them outside of the film.
Here's the roster of this year's nominees. By Picture, Chocolat by Rachel Portman, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon by Tan Dun, Gladiator by Hans Zimmer, Malena by Ennio Morricone, and The Patriot by John Williams. We're going to start on the action side with Gladiator in a minute, but first we're going to talk about Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. The composer is Tan Dun, who has actually been a guest on our program for his composition, Paper Music.
Well, he's new to us for our Oscar consideration, although he has done one American film. He did a 1998 Denzel Washington film called Fallen. In China, he scored some 20-odd films. He claims this is his first martial arts film. This score is very much set between the two worlds, East and West. I suspect it needed to have a Western symphonic sound because they wanted to market it over here. I think if people went to a film and it was a completely ethnic Chinese score, it wouldn't be as successful as it has been. This gives the composer the problem, or the challenge, if you will, of blending the two. And he comes to it from the Eastern side, which is unusual for what we do. And I think it's the blending that gives it some distinctiveness. He has a theme that he uses throughout the film that comes from Chinese history. He did some research, and from the Silk Road period, he found a number of songs, and he set one of them for Western notation and got a great cellist like Yo-Yo Ma to play it. Let's listen to it. You're going to hear first ethnic instruments creating an atmospheric pattern, and then a cello sounding interestingly like an Eastern instrument played by Yo-Yo Ma will play the theme. See the way he's layered East and West right on top of each other? He has westernized this theme. I have to believe it was not in Western notation. He's turned it and gave it to Yo-Yo Ma to play, so, and it creates a very lovely cello melody. Throughout this score, I am hearing this East-West tension, if you will, and I think a lot of the score works by him having the Western instruments try to sound Eastern and the Eastern instruments trying to sound a little bit Western. This may be a high art movie, but it is basically a martial arts
right.
movie. And it's just like you can score a Shakespearean Western, it's still a Western. There's certain conventions you have to follow. And an action film has to have some strong action cues. So this is one that, if we introduced it without saying anything else, you might think it's Lalo Schifrin writing for Enter the Dragon. It's going to start with a very, I think, action-oriented cue in the strings. What I like as a composer that he brings to this, listen to the brass punctuations. He bends the notes, sours them just a little bit. And then underneath all of this, you're going to hear that theme. Listen to those brass punctuations. Gary, how he bends them?
Mm-hmm.
Hear the winds underneath? That's running our theme. They're on a longer line. It's really a three-layer cake. We've got that Western motif, we've got our Oriental theme underneath, and we've got that modern effect with the brass. It's a great mix he's done here. Now, you're hearing something else that he uses later in the score, which is you're hearing the percussion, the stick drumming. This is what I like when composers from other cultures come into Hollywood, or at least do a score that's purported to be a Hollywood score, is that they often bring a piece of themselves. He worked with the Peking Opera. One of the devices they use there is what they call stick drumming, which is a percussion sound partly made up by sticks hitting sticks. When done in unison, it often sounds like clapping. This is a portion of a dance. This comes from the movie score. It'll have traditional stick-to-skin percussion, but you're also going to hear the stick percussion as well. Here we go. This is sort of a train rhythm, but you're hearing the sticks. Think of the rhythmic patterns that are going on here. These are very unusual rhythmic patterns. It's going to build, and right towards the end, it's going to accelerate.
Very dramatic. Andy Trudeau is here, and we're discussing music by Tan Dun from the film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, directed by Ang Lee. It's one of five nominees this year in the Oscar category of Best Original Score. Another action film, again, an epic, Ridley Scott's film starring Russell Crowe, Gladiator. And this music is by Hans Zimmer, and he has actually been the object of our Oscar attention before.
Last year, remember Thin Red Line? A soundscape instead of a score. He's a German composer. He's a consummate professional, a real team player, and I say this as a compliment. He truly gives the director what he wants. There's a strong element of collaboration in what he does. Increasingly with his scores, I'm seeing multiple credits. This one carries several co-composer credits. One of them goes to an Australian musician named Lisa Gerard. She was actually recommended for this by Ridley Scott, the director, recommended to Hans Zimmer. In an interview he gave, Zimmer indicated that he felt he was brought on to provide the big noise, while Gerard was providing the beautiful frame. So there's one or two cues that are identified as being composed by her, and I want to just bring that out. This is a very soft, gentle sound that you're not going to hear in the rest of the score. This, though, is one of those beautiful frames. And electronic drones, they certainly didn't have that in Roman times. This is Gerard both writing the music and performing it.
Really? That's her voice?
This is her voice. It's interesting. It has kind of an Eastern Oriental flavor to it. It adds an interesting contrast to what a lot of the score is, where Zimmer really walks in and does what he does best, which is to create these big blocks of sound. This is a very shrewd score. Zimmer knows how he's got to get his effects, and I think also he's dealing with the fact he's dealing with some powerful visuals. So composers are fighting that to some degree, which also means he doesn't have to be very subtle, and he isn't. Now, one clever thing he does, we're going to listen to a really good portion of the score here. He knowingly quotes from one of the most famous classical pieces that composers of this kind of score use, which is The Planets by Gustav Holst. Most use that hammering rhythm that comes out of the movement Mars, the Bringer of War. He goes into that movement and takes a motif from it and uses that, but not the hammering rhythm. Now, another thing he does is he will put an odd twist in places. So we have a scene that's dealing with the glory of Rome. You expect some grandiose march. What you get from him is a waltz. So let's listen to this portion. Here's the waltz building. If you feel the rhythm, it's a waltz.
Yeah.
And he's just going to pile it on. Notice how blocked the sound is. These are just everybody playing the same notes. Now here's the Holst. Here I was using it without the rhythm. This reoccurs throughout the score. He's getting the same effect, but he's doing it very shrewdly. Now, I have to admit, I am not a big Hans Zimmer fan. I appreciate a little subtlety. I appreciate some fine points in the score. But when it comes to delivering the big effect, I don't know that anyone does it any better than him. I had a note here that he really delivers sound by the pound. And we're going to find that out. And it's an important thing. When you're doing this kind of build-up, you want to build to a good, strong theme. And not a lot of composers can do that. I know a few that do these epic scores, but they never deliver the good theme. Well, this is where Zimmer really delivers. That is, he's going to do a build-up that's going to just knock you back from your speakers, and he's going to deliver a good theme. Listen to the way he does it, and listen also to the way that the sound, again, is just these huge slabs of audio. It's a hint of our theme. There's the Holst. He's hinting at our theme. He's going to build now. Just piles it on. This is scoring exclamation points. There's our theme. Oh, I can see those Roman legions marching.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. Here they come. It's a great score, great theme.
We've been listening to music by Hans Zimmer and company for Gladiator, one of five nominated this year for an Oscar as Best Original Score. Before that, we heard selections from Tan Dun's nominated score from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Two down, three to go. We're going to do two next week. Which two?
We're going to really scale it back. We're going to do some of the more intimate dramas, Chocolat by Rachel Portman and Melina by Ennio Morricone.
Andy Trudeau is an executive producer for NPR's Cultural Programming Division. Thanks a lot, Andy.
My pleasure.